Another blood-red sunset and yet another moon face, and still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hey now all, I'm Kelly S. Welcome back to another episode of Spirit Sherpa. This is the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. With me, as always, is my producer, Joey C. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Kelly. Well, that was interesting. I've never been on this side of the open.
Well, you've never been on this side of an entire episode.
Yeah, in my entire career.
Yeah. This is what happens when you connect with the listeners.
Yes, exactly.
I've been talking to a lot of our listeners and getting emails and stuff, and everybody's like, oh my God, I love Joey. I want to know more about Joey. So your wish is my command.
And this is our chance to kick off the listener profile stuff that we want to do as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go ahead and make it about something other than you.
Yeah, I am. I am. And I'm, and in a way, I'm accepting the guinea pig role here for everybody. And I appreciate that's a good thing to do.
Yeah. You go ahead and make it about everybody else. That's okay. If you could see him, he is like shifting in his chair. He is so uncomfortable. This is awesome. Well, thanks, guys.
And I told you before we came on the air, for me, this is really interesting because I've been doing podcasting and I've been doing interview podcasts for about 6 years now. Mm-hmm. But in all the literally hundreds of episodes I've done at this point, I've never done one on myself. So that's why it's always about someone else. And I like it that way. So this is definitely new and exciting.
It's about time for that.
Yeah.
So Joey.
Yes.
You came to me via a friend of yours.
Yes.
And you ended up as a producer on my show because of a conversation we had at a class you were in.
Right. So I started taking Reiki from you. Andrea, who's my girlfriend, had introduced me to your classes, and we had gone to a sound healing, and I was blown away by the energy. And I've always wanted to do Reiki. You had a Reiki class coming up, so I started doing Reiki with you. And after one of the classes, you had mentioned wanting to do a podcast. And I was like, oh, I did a podcast before. If you ever want to talk about things. And we started talking, and you were like, and I just want somebody to help me do it. And I want to be able to come on and give the information, and then let's roll. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. So that's sort of how we came together with this and started Spirit Sherpa.
Yeah. Well, what's been great about having you as the producer is that you are the quintessential listener too.
Yes. My spiritual journey is very much in its infancy. I've started doing a lot of work on myself. So if we talk about sort of the personal work I've been doing, that started probably about 7 or 8 years ago with some work on myself and realizing that I was not in a good place. I was not happy. I was not able to see through just the really negative thoughts I was having. So I started really deconstructing my life at that point. I started looking at what my belief structures were, where I was finding happiness. And most of the places that I was finding happiness at that time were really destructive and really toxic places. And I think it was because I was just looking for something different than what I knew. And it wasn't a really good situation for me to be in. So it's probably about 2 or 3 years ago, I had worked with a number of different therapists and counselors over the year, but it's about 2 or 3 years ago, I started working with somebody who opened my eyes in a way that nobody had before. And it really allowed me to see not just the emotional stuff that I was dealing with, but also the stuff that was centered around my authenticity, as well as sort of the spiritual blocks that I had at the same time. So it was really a life-changing experience that really propelled me into the spiritual journey I'm in today.
I just learned a whole bunch I didn't even know about you. Thanks, guys. So yeah, you've been a really good question asker for that reason. And I think that's why so many of our listeners have connected with you, is because, you know, they think the question and you ask it.
Yeah, because we're in the same place. So we have the same, okay, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense to me, because I'm coming from a space that may not be as well experienced. And that's that puts me in a great position to be able to ask those questions that for you, you've been dealing with for 20 plus years. You know, it's something that's like second nature to you. But for us, it's like, I don't even know what that word means. So we need to define it before we can move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's been awesome. I know that you also have a really interesting connection with your girlfriend.
Yeah, we've established the fact that we are twin flames. So we talked on the show about different types of spiritual relationships. And then twin flame is one of those relationships that is, when you research twin flames, it's funny, there's a lot of different information on it. Some people don't believe they even exist at all. Others believe that they do. But the one thing that's pretty consistent with twin flames is that there's a lot of, I'm trying to think of the right word here, complexity in the relationship. There's a lot of stuff that can be very difficult, but one of the things that is absolutely true is that there's a really strong connection, a spiritual connection energetically, that really is quite different than anything I think I've experienced in my life. And it's really wonderful and yeah, scary at times, because it requires you to let go in a way that most people are not comfortable with.
Yeah. Well, and you guys being energetically adept, both of you, mm-hmm, makes that even more intense.
Yes.
Especially since your partner is actually one of my students. And so she's a little further along in the process than you are.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're energetically getting dragged along and bumped along behind her sometimes.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot. She's moving through a lot of the really, impressive work that she's doing in your classes. There's stuff that leaks over as well as there is for me. There's been times where I've had, whether it's a thing sort of leeching off of me, and she's like, okay, something is bothering you right now and I can feel it and you need to make it stop. So yeah, it's been interesting from that perspective for sure.
We're actually, our next listener profile is actually going to be your girlfriend. So, oh,
okay.
So that's going to be fun for us. But I'm sure that some of the things that she's been experiencing have been a little challenging for you as well. You know, for those of you who are wondering, the person I keep talking about who has the hard time with finding crystals that aren't a problem, it's her. So. And I'm sure she'll tell you that on the listener profile shortly. So I'm not sharing out of confidence, but yeah, there's been quite a few things along the way that I'm sure have impacted you, as well as you guys have a memory of a past life together, right?
Well, she does. I don't actually, I've not experienced that memory yet, but she does have a memory, a very vivid one, of at least one, if not more than one, past lives where we have been connected there as well. So some of them have been incredibly traumatic. Again, not a complete surprise when we're talking about twin flames.
Right. Yeah. So the twin flame concept is it tends to be you meet someone who both is a soulmate for you, but they're also someone who just often triggers the living fuck out of you.
Yeah.
And forces you to deal with your crap.
Right.
And to evolve as a person. And it's not always a conscious thing, right, that the other person is doing. It's not like they're trying to be an asshole.
Right.
It's just that they inherently do. And you guys had some experience with that, right?
Yeah. And what's interesting about that too is that when you're talking about sort of that twin flame journey, if one or both of the flames have not done their own work, then that triggering can be almost nuclear. It's like not good. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's not very good at all. So there's definitely some of that. But when you do the work, even that triggering, you can recognize what it is for what it is. Because if you haven't done the work, then it's just the person being an asshole and that's how you see it. But when you've done that work, you can say, okay, hold on a second. This is somebody holding the mirror up to me. maybe not intentionally, but I'm recognizing that the thing that's annoying me about them right now is actually my stuff. And I need to work on that. And that's been something that, because we are both where we are, it's allowed us to see that.
Yeah. Your partner suggested that Kathy and I might be twin flames. Mm. And I sat and I thought about that, and I was like, maybe, you know, because we certainly have triggered each other as over the years, and we certainly have made each other better.
Yes.
The whole time. So, and we've been together a long time. So
it's funny. I know someone who has said to me that they know so many people who are like, oh, I want to find my twin flame. I want to know that experience. And what she has told them is, no, why don't you find a soulmate? That's so much easier than a twin flame.
So much more easeful. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that relationship can be, again, it's difficult, but once you hit a certain stage, it becomes very, very smooth, yeah. even in tough times.
It's funny that you say that, because, my husband, when I told him that Andrea said that, he said, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm like, well, you're my soulmate.
Right.
So, you know, trust me, you don't want to be my twin flame. You like that this works easily.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, you know, it, for me, I don't know that it really matters either way.
Yep.
Because, you know, Kathy and I are doing what Kathy and I do, and we've been really clear that that's who we are going to be from the day we met.
And that's an important thing, important point you make there, because twin flames is not just about romantic relationships. Twin flames is about the connection of the soul. That's the difference there, the soul relationship that you have with the person. And twin flames, if you look back in the lore of what it's supposed to be, it's a single soul which has been split into two parts, and then that's the coming together. That's why it's such a mirroring experience.
Yeah. Which, you know, would be an argument for why Kathy and I share a brain.
Exactly. But, you know, exactly.
We do too. It's kind of terrifying. We've taught in front of classes, and people have come up to us at the end of the class and gone, we really literally could not tell where one of you stopped talking and the other one started. We don't understand how that works. And we're exactly. Like, yeah, we don't know how it works either, but it does. So that's okay.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, it works. So, and I find it to be synchronistic, because Kathy's 14 years older than me and I'm 14 years older than my husband. And so it's like bookends.
Nice.
For me. It's perfect. Which is awesome. Which 14 is, of course, 7 doubled. We like that.
It's all about numerology.
It's all about numerology. So, Joey.
Yes.
Where do you want to go with your journey? Where do you want your spiritual journey to take you?
That is a great question. You know, and I've been thinking about this as I've been freaking out about the idea of doing this episode. I've been thinking, because I had a feeling that question would come. But I think it's a good one, because as I think about it, my spiritual journey is finding my purpose. And I think that I have a purpose here to help people in a way that actually involves what we're doing here through podcasting and through reaching out to people and creating connections. I think that a large part of what I'm here to do is to find out what brings us together and share that with people. And part of that I plan to do in a show that I have sort of been working on for a couple of years. I've got a show that I plan to do called Unlocking Community. And the whole idea is about what is it that brings us together as human beings, and how has that evolved from the hunter-gatherer days of coming together for safety and for food and for things like that, to what brings us together today because we like to make quilts or be in a bowling league or something like that. There's all kinds of things that bring us together. But what's interesting is that those one unique little thing that brings us together is not what defines who we are. It's all of the things that about us. So we're so unique, even though we share so much. And I think that that's my journey. It involves me sort of connecting with people that way and helping them see that there's not so much different about us as there is the same, even though we're all so special in the way that we are.
Well, that was awesome. I was just like entranced over here. But you know, we don't want to talk about you really, right?
I don't think there's much interesting here, but
I think our listeners are going to disagree. I think they've already disagreed. So you're looking to express your purpose in the world, which I think is fairly common for our listeners as well.
I agree.
And,
yeah.
I think it's something that is part of the human experience, is trying to express who we are and to share our gifts with the world, right? Yeah. And, you know, finding that purpose that brings you to the planet. So the other side of the coin, though, is finding your purpose is great. What would a happy life look like to you? Because, you know, your purpose is about what you do for the world. I'm looking for what you do for you.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I spent so long doing jobs and living in a shell that I didn't feel comfortable in. I did it because that's what society told me I was supposed to be, I was supposed to do, I was supposed to live in. So for me, I think a happy life consists of living in my authentic skin, being the person that I've started to uncover. And I say started to because, you know, I don't know that work is ever really done, right?
Not in my experience.
But there's a person that I've started to uncover that I think I buried away a long time ago. And in doing that, I buried away the opportunity for me to be truly happy with that. Mm-hmm. And as I do my work, as I continue to allow myself to see the person that is there, coming into my authenticity and being that person, I think, is what would constitute a happy life. And to that end, I think that finding my purpose in this life is part of that happiness, because it's really the fuel and the passion that I have that I sort of hit me a couple of years ago. I was meditating and I can only describe it as what somebody would say would be the calling into like priesthood or religious work of some kind. I had this moment where I had this vision, and it was actually really bizarre. It was so real, but it wasn't. It was like this battlefield, and I was in the middle of a battlefield of darkness, and there was this pillar of light, and it wasn't about fighting. It was about clearing away the darkness so that the beings and the people that were in there could be free. And it was just this really intense emotional feeling I got in that moment. And as soon as I came out of that meditation, I actually immediately fell asleep. And then when I woke up, it was sort of this change for me that I had a purpose, I had a calling, and I needed to start to follow that. And that was a big moment for me. And that was, I think, where I realized that to be happy, I needed to be me, and I needed to do the work that I was here to do. And it wasn't just because I had to do work. It was because that's what I wanted to do.
Right. Again, really cool story. I do just want to, you know, I can't help myself. I have to poke a little education in the process.
Please.
When you come out of a vision like that and you immediately fall asleep, you didn't actually come out of the vision. Mm. You just, part of your vision was falling asleep.
Yeah.
And when you're quote unquote sleeping, you're not actually sleeping. You're actually continuing your vision. You're just outside of your sphere of assimilation. Mm. That's something Kathy talks about a lot. It's your ability to take in the information has been exceeded. And so it gets deposited in your subconscious.
Oh.
And so it's, you know, we get that from people all the time where they do a journey with us and they're like, oh, well, I fell asleep. It's like, no, I was in that journey with you and I saw where you went. You were not asleep.
You were still going.
You were still going, but it was past your sphere of assimilation, then that's okay. It is entirely possible that information may surface at a later date.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So this is a great time to talk about purpose, because I want to talk to you about that too. One of the biggest challenges that comes up when people start to really embrace their mission and their purpose is that they start to feel how big it is.
Yeah.
And it starts to feel really overwhelming. And you're like, holy shit, I don't know if I can hold all of this. And the biggest mistake that I see people make in that moment is they don't recognize that it is not just your mission, that you are not the only one on it. Mm-hmm. And the bigness of the energy is not just yours to hold. There are other people doing it with you. And your collective mission is very large, mm-hmm. but your piece of that collective mission is utterly doable.
Right.
And so, you know, don't get intimidated by the largeness of the collective mission. They've given you the vision of that so that you can feel into it and so that you can know what you're working towards in collective. But your piece of it, not only will your piece of it be smaller, it will likely morph over time. And so, you know, it will always have the same sort of general outlook, but it will have a different expression because your mission is always an expression of you.
Yeah.
You know, your purpose is to be the fullest expression of yourself. Mm-hmm. That is what everyone's purpose is on the planet. We keep looking outside of ourselves for the purpose, but the actuality is it's the fullest expression of you. So if you want to know what your purpose is, who are you?
Right.
Answer that question and you'll know your purpose. You know, this is just me saying, don't panic.
Yeah. Back to the Hitchhiker's Guide.
Right. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
There's been this very interesting evolution for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're doing this podcast and you're picking up information here and you're taking classes and you're hanging out with Andrea. And what's next?
Well, I think next steps is for me to start removing the blocks that I'm placing in front of myself. Okay. Which I fully recognize that I am the one who is blocking myself. I'm doing this not only for me, right? Not only because I feel like it's my purpose. I'm also a father. I have two amazing kids and I look at the people that they're becoming and I see actually it's so interesting when I look at the two of them, how aware they are, but they don't realize it. And I try mm-hmm. to sort of promote that in them because they are really, really good kids, but they're also very conscious of things and they can feel things deeper than I think I could when I was their age, or at least that I realized I could. But, you know, I see that and I'm like, I need to start to move forward with the next steps, as you mentioned. And part of that is removing the blocks that I'm putting up for myself, which are not real. And beginning to walk down the path. I think the very next step for me is creating a presence, that people can find me at doing something like this, right? This is
helpful concept.
This is a removing a block for me because it's about not just being the person asking the questions, but the one answering the questions and then moving forward to maybe start those other projects that I have sort of on the back burner that I've had for literally years. I mean, I have notebooks filled with ideas of things that I've said, oh yeah, I'll get to that. Well, here we are. It's time for me to get to it.
There you go. Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Well, this was interesting and as terrifying as it was, it's a lot of fun. And
good.
I just want to take a moment to encourage people who are listening to reach out to you and throw their names in the hats to be one of these listener profiles because it is a great way. And you were able to give me some educational bits there in the middle of it, which are fantastic.
See, little bonus benefits.
Exactly, exactly. And like we said before, they also get to hang out with us for an episode. So come on, that's a good time.
Right?
That's a good time.
Yeah. So, Joey, this has been awesome. So excited to have had this opportunity to get to know you better. I learned a lot. And that's pretty surprising, but not really if I think about the fact that you never talk about yourself. So you're very good at eliciting other people to talk about themselves. But thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. I know it was stepping out on a ledge for you. And now I'm going to ask you to do it again.
Okay.
And tell people how they can find you.
So I've got a couple of things that are going to be coming up, a website and stuff like that. But the immediate way that people could connect with me if they're interested is through Facebook. I have a Facebook page. You can find me at Honu Joey C, HonuJoeyC. So Honu Joey C. And that's a place where you can connect and see some of the stuff that I have going on from the project perspective. And I'll have more information about Unlocking Community when it comes up there, but also some of the podcast stuff that I'm doing, whether it's work with you or whomever, they'll be able to see stuff like that up there as well, because I think that in my opinion, the work that we do with podcasting is so much cooler and so much more interesting than what you'll find on like terrestrial radio. I've always been a huge supporter of any type of podcasting that people do. So I'm a big supporter of it there. So if you do a podcast and you want to share that with me, that's a great place to do it as well, because I'd love to listen.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's all we have for this week. Be sure to join us next time as we add another chapter to your beginner's guide to energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Kelly S. here with Joey C., and you have been listening to Spirit Sherpa. Bye, everybody.
So long, everyone.
Each mile I travel over 13,000 now, so I'll leave behind a little fear.
Spirit Sherpa is the sole property of Kelly Sparta Enterprises and is distributed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 4.0 license. For more information about this licensing, please go to creativecommons.org. Any requests for deviations to this licensing should be sent to kelle@kellesparta.com. That's kelly@kellesparta.com. To sign up or to get more information on the programs, offerings, and services referenced in this episode, please go to kellesparta.com. This episode of Spirit Sherpa has been produced by Honu Voice Productions.
Home and my love and my life and me.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellesparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.